It's Henry Bonson on Times Radio. It's a Friday night. Now, from today, landlords won't be able to raise rent more than once a year or evict tenants without reason as the Renters' Rights Bill comes into effect. It's an Act of Parliament, Royal Assent. But it's too much for some landlords who are selling up amid what some have dubbed the Great Landlord Exodus. John Everest is a landlord. He's not going to be moved, though, just like the mountain. He's a mortgage broker with 15 properties in Brighton. And I understand, John, that you don't think this act is quite as earth-shattering as others. We've got all these mountainous metaphors. Hello, welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
Hi. Heard some pretty apocalyptic forecasts, landlords selling up in advance of this legislation. Why do you think it's overblown?
I think anything that changes is always going to have that first repercussions of, the unknown. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, there's a lot of smaller landlords that are looking to exit the market. The average landlord, age-wise, is around 59, the smaller landlords. So, and they own the vast majority of property. So that's the biggest shocks for them, because there's a lot of legislation that's come in. And there has been over the last few years, and it's more and more onerous on a landlord now. And that's where it's more moving towards professional landlords, where they have more than five properties.
Right, but if the majority of properties are owned by smaller landlords, like me, I've got a couple, okay, I've got good, decent tenants, I haven't paid a huge amount of attention to this because I thought to myself, I don't see anything too difficult coming down the track. But there are going to be lots of other people in my shoes and perhaps listening to this now who worry what will happen if their tenants decide not to pay. Their tenants decide, I feel the ball is now in my court and I don't have to worry about complaining. I don't have to worry about leaving early. Now the balance has swung to me.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, this is where the worry is. And it's a small number again, isn't it? It's the same as bad landlords, bad tenants. It's that small minority. I've been a landlord for 13 years, and over that time, I had hundreds of tenants, and I've only had two bad tenants in that whole period of 13 years.
That's it. Okay. And in those cases, would the legislation that's come into force today have helped or hindered you?
Hindered me.
Yes, it would have hindered you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But the problem you have is that the courts hinder you. So even with the Section 21 that's now obviously abolished, it would still take a long period of time to get out a tenant because the courts are so backed up. And this is going to make it worse in regards to that. So it's going to hinder in that respect.
Right. But what about fixed tenancy agreements being replaced by rolling contracts? Okay, the no-fault evictions are now banned. And I mean, I know a number of landlords who were very clear they didn't want people who were on benefits because they didn't trust the system and they didn't think that if that tenant stopped paying, they would be able to do anything about it. And they also, one or two people I know, didn't want people with pets. All of that's now illegal. Is that a good thing or a bad thing as far as you're concerned?
It's always been a case of that if you're going through the right channels that, and in regards to tenant assessments, that they need to meet the affordability. So if a landlord is doing those checks or a rep to a estate agent where those checks are being done, the affordability would be there, in place so that you had the right tenant for the property in the first place. Of course, there is a stigma in regards to the benefits. Tenants and landlords aren't keen on that route, and some are. It's just a case of understanding that, are they the right tenant? Can they afford the property?
Yeah. And in a word, does this make tenants more secure? Because I don't only know landlords, I also know tenants, some of them working here at Times Radio, and they need security.
I think the power has certainly shifted towards tenants, and this is where that fear has come from landlords. And they're thinking, is it right that we can, not be able to get our property back very easily? A lot of people have been saving up, in regards to their retirement fund or passing on to their children. And having that safety net, and they can't access their own property very easily, and also get fined. I mean, the fines now are £7,000 just for some administration work.
Wow.
And they could go up to £40,000 if you break certain other rules. So they're hefty fines, and people are looking at that thinking, well, I just sold this property, put that money into a stocks and shares fund, I could be earning the same with none of the risk, none of the hassle, none of the admin.
Well, if lots of people do that at the same time, we're going to see a drop in the amount people are prepared to pay for one and two bedroom properties, especially if they're second properties. John Everest, a landlord and mortgage broker, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Times Radio. I'm with you, it's Henry Bonsu.